Blog Talk Radio.
Aren't you something to admire? 'Cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare might be hard to find, just know that I'm always very loud on the other side. 'Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of smoke, I can take it as no place where could it go. Just with your hand on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong.
Live from the Gail Show, Long Island, New York.
I'm hoping everybody's enjoying their Friday. Tonight, we'll be having Miss Evangelist Belt speaking, hosting, singing, playing, discussing great topics with everybody. Miss Belt, are you there?
Hi, Thierry, yes, I'm here.
How's your night going?
It's going great. The whole day has been good.
That's
good. And we're ready.
Okay. Take over.
Good evening to everyone that's listening in. This is Evangelist Dolores Felk, and we're coming to you tonight again, thanking God that he allowed us this time, one more time, to be in the land of the living, to be in your presence. And so
we're asking that you would phone.
Because we see before we get started, we want to make it so that everyone's able to hear. So we're asking that you would mute your phone or be in a quiet place in order to listen to the program tonight, because there is a word from the Lord. And there's so much going on now that we really need a word from the Lord.
Yes.
So much problems, so much hatred. We don't know anymore which way to go. We've seen this week that there you aren't even safe in the house of God. We our hearts go out tonight to the Emmanuel AME Church and the church family in the loss of their pastor.
Yes,
and the members, the other pastors there that were murdered this week in God's house having prayer meetings. They were about a good work, but the enemy saw fit to step in. But we thank God for Jesus because we know that there is a God.
Yes, Lord.
And we just have to keep our minds, we have to continue to pray. And we have to not be so selfish and just pray for ourselves, but we got to spread this thing around. We have to pray for everybody. We have to pray for the sinner man as well as the sinner woman, because see, time is winding up. And the more I see and the more I listen, I know it's not too long. So I thank God for this hour, this time that he has set aside for us to be a part and to come to you. So with no further delay, we're going to ask Sister James from Jacksonville, North Carolina, if before Evangelist Natasha Davis comes to pray, if she would lead us, Sister James. We need to go through some praise and worship.
Yes, sir.
Yes, my
father. Yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
You've been in the storm, it seems like forever, and your night of confusion has been so long. Your ship have lost anchor, and the storm got you drifting. But the night is almost over.
Yes.
So ride out your storm.
Jesus.
Ride out your storm. God is right there with you.
Yes,
sir.
You may not feel him, but you're not alone. You're hurting now, but your morning is coming. Just hold on to Jesus and ride out your storm. storms. Remember his promise. I'll never forsake you. Though the waters are raging, they'll do you no harm. Don't give up the battle. The answer is coming. Just hold on to Jesus and ride your storm. Ride your storm. God is right there with you. You may not feel him, but you're not alone. You're hurting now.
Yes, my father.
But your voice is coming. Just hold on to Jesus and ride out your storm.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Just hold on to Jesus.
Yes.
And ride out your storm. And that's just, I thank God for you tonight, Sister James. I thank God for the song that you sang tonight.
Yes.
Just ride out the storm. Hold on to Jesus. We don't have anybody else that we truly can trust and hold on to but Jesus. And he will ride out that. We can ride out that storm. He knows everything.
Yes.
And he's in control. I thank you, Sister James.
Thank
now
you.
Now we're going to, before Evangelist Davis comes to us in prayer, there's some names that I would like to call out tonight. And these people have called in. Some have called in. Some have spoke to me this week.
Yes.
But I want to call out first, for anything, we want to call out Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina.
Yes, yes.
The pastor, the members, the membership there, the family.
Yes.
We want to call them out tonight.
Yes,
Lord. We want to let them know just to hold on to Jesus.
Amen.
He's going to handle every situation. Then I would like to call out Sister Gail Slaughter tonight, asking you to pray for Gail, to look on her. We're asking you to look on my daughter Paulette, calling out Paulette Height tonight.
Amen.
Asking you to pray for her. And then we're asking you to pray for all those that don't know Jesus.
Yes.
Don't know him in the pardon of this. All those that don't eat, that aren't trying to find out about this man that we serve.
Yes.
Pray. We ask them for prayer tonight for that the enemy would realize and understand that we serve a true and living God.
Yes.
One who sits high, one who's looking low, one who has all power in his hand. You see, this demon don't have no power because God is yet still in control.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Amen.
Evangelist Davis, please.
Yes. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, God, we come to you, Father, as humble as we know how, God. We come, Father God, asking you, Lord, to, Father God, remember all those names that Evangelist Bell called out, Father God. Oh, God, we just come, God, to lift you up and magnify your holy name, God. Lord, we need you down here tonight, God. Oh, God, we ask you just to have thine own way, God. And Lord, put your arms around them, Father God. And God, you know what they stand in need of, Father God. And oh, God, you know, Father God, the earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for just being so kind and so wonderful, God. We ask you, Father God, to look down upon each and every person on this line, Father God, that's listening in, Father God, to have thine own way in our lives, Father God. God, we just thank you, God, for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way, God. Thank you, Lord, God, for a roof over our head and clothes on our back and shoes on our feet and food on our table today, God. We love you today, God. We magnify your holy name, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
You alone are worthy, God, of the praise and the honor and the glory unto thee, God. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, we ask you to touch right now, God, and heal and deliver, God, and set free, Lord God. Oh, God, we worship you, Father God, for you are the great I am, Father God. And we say, God, just move by your spirit and just have thine own way in our life, Father God. Oh, God, we just thank you, God, for working out every situation, God. We thank you, God, for answering prayer today, God. We thank you, Father God, for your healing virtue today, God. We love you today, God. We ask you, God, to just send down power and strength, Father God, and touch these dying people, Father God. Oh, God, you know what they stand in need of, God. You know they're praying and seeking and asking you, Father God. Oh, God, we love you today. We ask you to bind the hand of the enemy, God, that come up against your people today, God. We bind and rebuke Satan. We send him back to the pit of hell, and he's bound in the pit in Jesus Christ's name, God. God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for saving us, God, and delivering us, God, and setting us free, God. Thank you, God, for dying on Calvary for us, God. Thank you, Lord, for how you shed up your blood, Father God, that we, God, may have eternal life, Father God. And Father God, those that don't know you until they, God, that they, Father God, will get to know you and cry out, what must I do to be saved, Father God, and that they will turn their life over to you, God. Because you are the answer to everything, every problem, every situation. It's all about you, God, and we just thank you, God. Oh, God, we may not understand, God, but, oh, God, everything happened for a reason, God. Yet we're going to give you the glory, God. We're going to praise your name. We're going to lift you up and magnify, and we're going to glorify the name of Jesus, because there's power in your name, God, and there's deliverance in the name of Jesus, and there's healing in the name of Jesus. And when we call on that name, Father God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we call on your name, God, we know, Father God, that everything is going to be all right, Father God. We know, Father God, there's nothing too hard for you to do, Father God. Oh, God, we just ask you, God, to remember the sick everywhere, God, in the hospital, in the nursing home. Remember the bereaved family unto them, God. And, God, those behind prison walls and on the mental ward, God, those, God, that's homeless and don't have no food to eat or anywhere to stay, Father God. We ask you to remember them until they, God. Oh, God, touch somebody's heart, God, to be a blessing to them, Father God. Work situations out, Father God. Thank you today. We ask you, God, to touch Evangelist Belt and her family, God. Oh, God, bless, heal, deliver. Father God, keep them covered up on your precious blood. Oh, God, remember Elder James and Miss Pat, their family, Father God, their loved ones, God. We ask you to touch them in a mighty way, Father God, Lord. We ask you to touch their children and their grandchildren today, God. Cover and keep them on your precious blood. And remember Brother Larry on tonight, Father God, and remember his family and my family, God. We ask you to touch them, Father God. Wake them up, shake them up, God. Open up their eyes, Father God. Let them know, Father God, that without you, God, we can't do anything, God. Without you, God, we don't have anything, God. All that we have, God, is because of you, God. God, we just look into the hills, God. We turn our face to the wall and we cry out to you, Jesus. We call out for those families in South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina, God. We cry out for them, Father God, that you, God, will just cover them and shield them and take. We cry out for that young man that did it, Father God. We ask you to look down upon his family, Father God. We ask you to touch him, Father God. Oh, God, we know that you're nothing but love on tonight, Father God. Oh, God, we love him, Father God. We pray for him, Father God. We ask you, God, to have mercy on him, God. Have mercy on him and have mercy on his family. Have mercy on us, Father God. Oh, God, only you can do it, God. Only you, God, can turn situations around, God. Only you, God. Nothing too hard for you, Lord Jesus. And we, hallelujah, we thank you, God, and we praise you, and we give you the glory unto today, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, God, thank you, Lord, that we're closed in our right mind, God. Hallelujah, God, and that you keep our mind, God, that you keep our mind stayed on you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for loving us that much, Father God. Thank you, God, for saving us and snatching us back from the hand of the enemy, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for just stepping in, God, on our behalf, Father God. Oh, God, because you love us just that much, God. How you laid down your life for us, God, on Calvary. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that we may have eternal life, God. That we, my Father God, may have eternal life and be able to be with you, Father God. And how you give us new mercies every day, Father God. Every day. They knew mercies, God, to get it right, Father God, to get it right with you, Jesus, get it right with one another, God. Hallelujah. We thank you today, God. We glorify your name, God. Hey, God, have your way in our life, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, just stop by here a little while, God, and see about us, God. Stop by here, Lord God. And, oh, God, lay your hand on us, God. Stop by here, Lord God, and just move by your spirit. Oh, God, in our life, God. Stop by, Lord. Stop by, Lord. You said we're there two or three. God, you say you're in the midst, God, and we thank you, Lord. We glorify you, God. We magnify your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We love you today, God. We love you, God. We ask you, God, to send it down, God. Send down power and strength. Send it down from the sanctuary, God. Strengthen us, God, where we're weak, God. Build us up, God, where we're torn down, God. Hallelujah, God. Step in, God. Hallelujah, God. Just step the gifts that you have given us on the inside, God. Stir us up, God. Set us on fire, God. Oh, God, that we would catch on fire, Holy Ghost fire, God. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We love you today, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Create us a clean heart, oh, God. And renew a right spirit within us, Lord God. If there be anything in us, God, God, will separate us from you, God. We ask you to cut it from the root, God. Take it from us, God. Wash us and purge us and cleanse us, God. Put a searchlight on our hearts, God. Let us examine ourselves, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We pray for our loved ones that's not saved, God. Saved and unsaved, God. Touch right now. We just ask all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hey, God, we thank you, Jesus. Hey, God, hallelujah. Glory. Glory, glory to God. Jesus, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Nothing's too hard for God. Hallelujah. Nothing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
That only God.
Glory to God.
Glory, glory.
Yes, sir.
Lord,
man, Lord Jesus, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We needed that tonight. We needed that prayer. We thank you, God.
Thank
you that God used you to bring through that prayer tonight. Thank you, God. I pray that God's listening in.
Thank you, Jesus.
I pray that prayer touched them tonight. I just thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Who wouldn't serve a God like that?
Thank you,
who looked, he looked beyond everybody's faults.
Yeah.
He looked beyond everybody's faults.
Yes.
And every day he sees the needs of his people.
Yes.
And every day he answers prayer.
Yes, he does.
And every day he's doing something new for us. We don't deserve none of it.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because
he cares so much. He cares so much. He cares. If we cared for each other like he cared for us.
Yes.
Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're going to go move on further.
Thank you.
Lord, have mercy. James, I feel good.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Our word for tonight is soul food.
Yes.
And our topic tonight is about man cannot live by bread alone.
Amen. Amen.
Our scripture is going to be coming from Matthew, the 4th chapter and the 4th verse.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
And prepare tonight to get ready with our to talk about man cannot live by bread alone. We want to say to those that are listening in, feel free to join in with us tonight. If you have something you want to say, feel free to come in and express yourself and say something about what how God's been good to you.
Yeah.
And if you have a testimony that you would like somebody to hear, feel free to call in to say it tonight, because it may save somebody's life.
Amen.
So we really don't know. So we're going to get started with our first speaker tonight, which is going to be Brother Larry Height.
Yes,
Lord.
Amen.
God.
Amen. Yeah, I just want to say praise God to everybody that's listening. And this is for the people in South Carolina. I'm just going to sing these two verses, and I learned this from Elder James and Sister Pat. Remember me.
Yes, Lord.
Remember me.
Yes, God.
Oh, Lord. Remember.
Yes, Lord.
Remember me. Amen.
Yes, Lord, remember me, Lord.
Remember me.
Hallelujah.
Lord God Almighty.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I just want to say that what Jesus said when he was on the cross in between those two thieves, he said when one of the thieves said to him that you don't belong up here because, you know, you're not like us, you know we did something wrong, you know what I'm saying, but you didn't do anything wrong and you're up here. You know, and then he said to Jesus, he said, remember me when you up in heaven. And Jesus said to him, I don't have to remember you because you're going to be with me
come on.
In paradise. Because today you're going to be with me in paradise. And this is what I'm saying to those people in South Carolina, that this is what Jesus is saying to them at this moment. Don't worry about it because they're going to be with me in paradise.
Come on.
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Now we talking about soul food is my word. And my topic is man cannot live by bread alone.
Uh-huh.
But on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about chicken, collard greens, sweet potatoes, and cornbread.
All right.
I'm talking about knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of God's word. Soul food. Food for the soul is God's book of life, the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations. Now, there are some things that we should and that we need to know dealing with the world that we're in today, you know. And I'm going to start with Genesis chapter 1 to chapter 3, which is about how God created the world and everything in it. Now, like I said, God created the world and everything in it. So that tells you something, that everything in this world belongs to him.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does, my son.
And how he created man and woman, which was Adam and Eve. You know, and when he created Adam and Eve, he created them in his own image. So that means that he is over top of them because he's God and they're his children. He's like he's the father.
Mm-hmm.
They're his kids. They're his children. They're children of God. And how sin came in. Soul food, food for the soul. Genesis, I want to take you to Genesis chapter 6 and chapter 9, you know, because after Adam and Eve was created and sin came in, the world was just corrupted, full of violence, and everything was just, you know, crazy, you know. Things was just wrong in the world, like it is today, you know. So that's why I'm taking you to Genesis chapter 6 and chapter 9, because, you know, this is when God spoke to Noah, and Noah built an ark. Because God destroys the earth by water, because all that evilness that was on the earth.
Yes.
Soul food. Food for the soul. Then I want to take you to Matthew's chapter 1, 18 through 24. Our Savior was born through Mary, who was a virgin and got pregnant by God through the Holy Spirit.
Yes, yes.
Whose name is Jesus.
Come on.
He came in the flesh and walked on the earth to experience how we live here. He died on the cross, took on all our sins, which is all the wrongdoings, everything that we do wrong that's not of God, he took that on. And he gave us, which gave us grace and mercy. He also advocates now for us.
Yes, yes.
To God the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Soul food, food for the soul.
Yes.
Revelations, I want to take you to Revelations now. Revelations chapter 1 through 22. This is the destruction and the ending of the world. And Jesus come. This is when Jesus is coming back.
Yes.
You know, and he's coming back for his churches and his people. And then judgment is coming, and then eternal life for those who kept and keep his commands. Soul food, food for the soul. Basically, the reason why I'm speaking about this is because we all need to know these things so that we can be ready by getting our minds and our bodies and our souls right today.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
So that when he comes, when Jesus comes to destroy this world, which is so full of evil, and take up his churches and the people of God up into heaven to sit on the other side of the throne next to God and Jesus, his son, who was sent here as a savior for us.
Come on.
For all our wrongdoings in this world, which we call sin, that we may have a second chance. Now, he's given us a second chance.
Yes, yes.
To change things, to turn our life around, and a chance for eternal life. Because that's the goal. Because that's the goal right there. Y'all need to know.
Yes, yes, Lord.
That there is a God.
Yes.
And he is real.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
That he loves us unconditionally.
Yeah.
And y'all know what that means, right? Unconditional means, you know, that he loves us no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all he wants for us is to live, right, and to love one another, and to be our brother and our sister's keeper by respecting each other, and to get to know him by reading his word, which is the Bible. Jesus has done so much for us.
Yes, there's not enough.
There's not enough that we can do for him that can compare. So the little bit that he asks of us, we should be able to do. We need to just open our hearts and let him in to our lives. Because even though we do the things that we do that we know isn't right, he still loves us.
Yeah,
and he still forgives us. So I say to you, whoever's listening on the show today, we know that we need food for the body to live, but we also need food for the soul.
Hallelujah.
God's word. If we get our souls right, we can get our minds right.
Yeah.
And we can get our bodies right.
Yeah.
And this world would be the way it is. This world would not be the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
God created us in his own image. And there is no race in God and no evil in God.
No, it's not.
God is love. And if we just open our hearts to him and follow his word, the world would be a better place.
Yes,
amen. Yeah.
It would.
There is something waiting for us that is worth more than money, silver, gold, and diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
And that is eternal life.
Yes, Lord.
And you cannot get anything greater than that.
Amen.
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 Lord have mercy.
Amen. I'm done. I'm finished.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to the Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Brother Larry.
Lord, my Lord, my Lord, I thank you.
Thank you for bringing to us the soul food.
Amen.
You're not going to even speak in the middle of this here. So we just going to keep right on going to Elder James.
Yes.
My God, my God, my God. You know, Paul said that when I try to do good, evil is ever present around me.
Yeah.
I know when I was hearing this Thursday night, Wednesday night, I just cried and I cried and I cried. I cried for these people.
Yes.
But God got a purpose.
Yes, he do.
I was asking God, I said, Lord, why we as a people have so long took so much that he reminded me his ways are higher than mine. This is a purpose. And I remember what I was, Evangelist Tasha was saying when you were praying. He said, if my people, called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then will I help and heal this land.
Yes, Lord.
We are so easy, ready to satisfy ourselves and forget about everyone else. He said, man, people need more than bread for their life. They must feed on the word of God.
Yeah.
Racism been around from the beginning of time. But Jesus came to teach us about love.
Yes. Yes, he did.
Man.
Had an hour to sit there with these people. He said they treated him good. But his mind was not on Jesus. It was on evilness.
Yes.
The devil put things out there. Now, what are you going to do? You going to choose the word of God, or you going to see what the devil have out there for us? The devil sent out the word that he wants us to hear to make us feel good and make us easy. Jesus puts out a word that to love one another, and it's hard to love one another. We say it with our lips, but do we really mean it, to love our brothers and sisters?
All right.
Is he love the one that we know? But do you love the one that you do not know? Can you love the one that hurt you and harmed you? I listen to the people that say, Lord God, they forgive this young man. Can we ever say that? Because that could have been any church Wednesday night having Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been your church. It could have been my church.
Yes.
Yes.
That's coming. So are you holding on to the word of God? Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Are you holding on to his word? Say, man, I live by bread alone, but every word come out of the word of mouth of God.
Amen.
I
amen.
As I have loved you. How can we do that and allow things like this to go on? How can we love God? I'm about the whole church community. I'm about everyone in this world. I'm not talking about just us. Everyone out here. How can we allow this to go on? And I think something is wrong about what we are doing. If someone had to let evilness be so strong that you can walk in the house of God. Not walk out in the street, walk in the house of God.
Jesus.
You allow the world to take us on that much that the word of God do not mean nothing. We can walk in his house and commit murder and mayhem. There's something wrong with the world and society. There's something wrong with Christianity. We all fight for walls instead of preaching the word of God.
Hallelujah.
This is not about money. This is not about no title. This is not about no position. This is about the word of God. Every word that flow out of his mouth is what we listen to. Holding on to one another. Striking down evil wherever it may come up. Racism should have been stopped by now. Every church in the world should have been torn hands. This evilness will not be unbound in us. He was inspiring the church all over the world.
Yes.
Because we're not listening to the word of God.
That's right.
We listen to everything. We allow everything to come on in the church. We let everything go on in the church. We let everything go out of our mouths in the church. This is God's house. Don't no preacher own that house. Don't no bishop own that house. Don't no organization own that house. That's God's house. And the word that's supposed to be is going to be his word. No words other but his. I don't know where we get this thing from that the pastor's in charge. God's in charge.
Amen.
His word control. His word rule. His word guide.
Yes.
But we have a nerve to say, the pastor got the last say-so. God got the last say-so.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
In the beginning and end, and all that's in between.
Yes, sir.
So we walk in the house of God. We walk in His presence. So how can something like this happen in God's house?
Amen.
There's too much I in me in God's house that day. It's supposed to be about Him. Only Him.
Yes.
We're supposed to be concerned with the things of God.
Yes.
Only God. I don't care how many programs you put on. If it ain't concerning from God, it means nothing. Look how many tithes you pay. You're not doing it from your heart for God. It don't mean nothing. How much you fall on your knees and pray, how good you can pray. You're not doing it from the heart for God. It means nothing. Yes, Lord, this is by Him and His people.
Yes.
In His kingdom.
Yes.
You'll just be lucky to make it in. I'm just asking God to allow me to make it in. Do all I can to please Him. We allow too much thing going in the church.
Yes.
We have to start with somewhere. We got to start with the Word of God in our life.
Yes, yes.
I can't condemn nobody else. The things in my life, I got to get straight.
Yes.
Tell me right out whatever thought I may have. I stopped living for a position years ago. I let my life that I live speak for me so that someone else may see that. Someone else may see them. Someone else may see them. And after a while, we'll be walking as one. But Jesus Christ came down here and laid it all out for us.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit at us. But we want to be in charge of the Holy Spirit instead of allowing the Holy Spirit to be in charge of us.
Amen.
We don't step down the line and don't realize it. Got to take God's word to line up with what we do. It's the wrong way. What we do is supposed to line up with God's word.
Yes.
It's not the other way around. So God's word will be what we're supposed to be walking on. We're supposed to allow the Holy Spirit to control us. We don't control the Holy Spirit. We do not control the God, we don't control His house. God controls His house. His sweet, His spirit, His sweet spirit is supposed to be roaming and flowing through the house, all that turning on a river of living water. But man want to control the word of God.
Yes.
And that's the wrong thing. We are messing up as His people.
Yes.
I just got to sit back a while.
Jesus. Oh, God.
Allow me to be here tonight.
Amen.
I feel that with Brother Larry and Elder James. You both hit on the same thing close together there. We have to change ourselves first.
Yes, Lord.
Can't turn around and talk about nobody else. We got to clean our own act up.
Yes.
It's sometimes, you know, like they say, you got to take the spike out of your own eye. You can't take it out of somebody else's eye until you take it out yours.
Yeah.
And I listen to you talking about the house of God and how things are not the way they're supposed to be. It becomes, when I say we, I'm talking about in general, we become pleasers. We try to please people.
Yes.
The house of God is not like it used to be. The word is not gone, for we do not want to stand up there on a Sunday morning and preach sin. Because we're afraid if we preach sin the right way, it's supposed to come out that sin is sin, that it would chase some
members.
So we like weigh our words, but we can't weigh God's word.
Amen.
We got to tell it like it is. We got to tell it the way, and we don't know how it is, and we got to get in His word and read it.
Yes.
And He will let us know just what he means. It's nothing too hard in there. It ain't no Greek words written in there. It's in English. We can read it.
Yes, Lord, very simple.
And even like Satan is in there, and he was trying to tempt Jesus. But he didn't realize that he didn't have sense enough to understand and know that Jesus knew the word, and
yes,
he obeyed the word. So he didn't need to be fed. He was living the word.
Yes,
and,
Lord.
And, you know, we're not, I heard this before the other day. Somebody was saying about how the house of God is not even a house of God no more.
No
people,
more.
People don't come in with filled up, waiting to receive, ready to receive the word. And then if the word doesn't come forth the way that they feel like it should, then they don't come back. Then the head decides, well, we got to do it the way we don't want to lose our membership. But the devil is
already. Oh, no.
For the reason, we don't live for Satan. Word got to come out the way God wanted to come out. Sin is sin.
Yes.
No matter how you think about it, sin is sin. I don't care how you turn it around. And they say if you live like sin, you do sin, it's sin.
Yes, Lord.
So there's no other way we can explain it, you know. And that's food for the soul.
Yes,
to realize and understand that God is yet still in the blessing business, and yet still looking on his people, even though still in sin. He's still trying to find a way. He's still trying to say, how can I help them? What else can I do?
Yes.
And it's so much going on now.
Even
with what the things that are happening around us,
yes,
it's time for the house of God and God's people to get on board and to realize and understand that we need to unite together.
Yes,
we need to cry out and holler. We need to turn down our plates. We need to ask God to intercede on our behalf on everything.
Amen.
And we can't half-step this thing.
No, Lord.
We got to come forth. We got to be sincere, and we got to do it the way it should be done.
Yes.
My Father.
Food for the soul.
Yeah.
Food for the soul.
Food for the soul. We're going to ask Evangelist Davis if she would come forth, please.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Just thank God. Thank God. Because Jesus
God.
Is real. Ooh, Jesus is real. Real. Jesus is real to me.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. He gave me the victory.
Come so on with it.
Don't keep my doubts, him. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. In the morning, he's real, real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah. Gave me the victory. So many people doubt him. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. Hallelujah. Jesus is real. Jesus is real. Jesus is real to me. Hallelujah. So many people doubt him, but I don't doubt God. Hallelujah. Because I know he's real. He's alive. He's not dead. God is not dead. He's real. He lives within us. He teaches us. He walks with us. He breathes with inside of us. He teaches how to love one another. He showed us how. He came down here on the earth and showed us how to treat one another, to love one another.
Thank you.
He's so real. God is so good. We got to go back to an old time way when we cried out to Jesus and fell on our face and went to the altar and we tarried. We don't tarry no more.
Mm-hmm. No.
you know, go into the house of the Lord and just cry out and ask God to touch and heal and deliver and set free. We don't tarry for one another no more. The old saints used to pray and pray and pray until you see results, until you see the manifestation of the Lord, but they don't pray like that no more.
Amen.
Everything is instant, instant. But you can't do that. Like they said, we got to lay our place down, turn our place down, and read God's word and tell the truth to the utmost God saves. And it's really, it's a heaven and hell. You got to preach heaven and hell, but people, they don't preach that no more.
That's right.
There is a heaven and there is a hell. And if you don't get your life together, if you don't turn your life over to the Lord, if you don't seek God's face, hell is where you're going to lift up your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't preach about that no more. That you got to turn your life over. All the stuff that's coming in, the church's stuff, is not of God.
Amen.
People don't preach about that no more because they don't want to hurt people's feelings, but you're letting people go to hell straight through the church.
All right.
They're going to bust hell wide open straight through the church.
Hmm.
Because you don't want to tell them that how you're living and what you're doing is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sugarcoat stuff no more. People got to know because they out there dying. Young people out there dying. People out there dying. Men and women out there dying because they living the life, a life that's not of God, and God is not pleased. And that's why so much is coming into the church. Like Elder James said, how in the world can you walk into God's house, and sit with God's people and have Bible study with God's people and then get up and shoot people like that?
Jesus.
The devil is a liar. Something is wrong here. The power of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost power. They welcome you into the church like that. That's bad when the devil is not used to it. The devil would be scared to go up in God's house. You plead the blood of Jesus. People used to have the respect for the church and for God's people.
Anymore.
Not anymore. What happened?
The word of God
it's
is not
him, it's us, because the word of God is not being preached.
Mm-mm.
The pastors, the evangelists and stuff is not doing what they should do. The mothers of the church are not like the old mothers and the saints of God used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, like Elder James said, want a title. It's not about no title, because you can have a title, but if you don't have no power, you
all
don't have no Holy Ghost power, then you can't do anything. That's why the devil is whipping us like he's whipping us now, because there's no power behind what we're saying.
Yes.
We got to go back to the old time way and praying and seeking God and asking God to pull down strongholds to break these yokes. The yokes be destroyed in our lives, in our family life, in our home, in our community.
Yes, Lord.
We have to seek God.
Yes.
And ask God, Lord, what is your will, God, for our life, God? What is your will, God? What would you have me to do today, God? We need you on today, God. Jesus is real. He came down here. He's not coming back. He already came. He already walked the earth. He was down here 33 years. He showed us.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do it now. He said that we would do greater works. What is the greater works that we're doing?
Amen.
Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He's not coming back. He left the comforter for us, which is the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Lord God Almighty.
If we would get on one accord, if we would really pray like Elder James said, we could move. They said one could chase 1,000. Two could chase 10,000. So if we all get on accord, we could stop that devil's hand. He can't move.
Hallelujah.
But you can't come into church with an attitude because Sister so-and-so is sitting in your seat or Brother so-and-so is preaching and you don't like that. That's not of God.
Jesus.
Yes, are you over there worrying about what's going on in Mother so-and-so's house or trying to find out what's going on over here or because you see Sister so-and-so ain't put but a couple of dollars in the plate? That's none of your business.
Right, yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
But you should be worrying about, Lord, have mercy on me, God. Lord, please, God, come in, Lord Jesus. Touch us, Father God. Touch Sister so-and-so. Work it out, Father God. You know what's going on. You know what they stand in need of, God. Turn situation around, but they too busy trying to find out what's going on in your household instead of asking God to stay over here in my household.
Jesus.
Or they too busy trying to get chummy with the pastor so they can run and tell the pastor everything that's going on. That's none of your business.
You preach. Yes, sir.
Because the power of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit reveals everything. God don't need our help. All he needs you to do is pray.
Yes, sir.
And worship him. That's what we're supposed to be doing when we come in the house of God. You should already be pumped and proud because you're home all week reading his word and you're home all week praying. You say you're home all week seeking God's face. So if you're home all week doing that and doing what you say you're doing, when you step in the house of God, Holy Ghost fire should hit everybody. You should connect up.
Yes, sir.
It shouldn't take too much to get your prime because fire, when the Holy Ghost fire hit me, it should hit Sister Susie and move all the way around.
Yeah,
we should be having the Holy Ghost time. But it takes all the prayer warriors and praying and pumping and praying. Oh, my God. Ooh, for the soul. We all got to examine ourselves and ask God.
Yeah.
Take me back, Lord, where I first fell in love with you, God.
Yes.
Take me back, God, when we first fell in love with God. When I first was on fire for you, Jesus. When all you wanted to just do is get in the house of prayer and just, oh, lift up your hands and give him the glory and just tell God how much you loved him and where you just loved, you know, everybody and just caught on hands with everybody and you just were so glad to get in there and tell people of the goodness of Jesus and everyone you seen, of what God did for you. How he saved you, how he snatched you from the enemy, how he turned your life around. How he healed you. Oh my God.
Yes,
my God. How he opened up doors, how he made ways out of no way for you, how he keep food on your table, how he keep your mind in perfect peace.
Hallelujah.
How he's a mind regulated, a heart fixer. How he's a healer in the hospital. How he's a lawyer in the courtroom. How he covered you under his precious blood when you go out. How he just touching your children, no matter what the enemy might throw at you. God did it. God turned it around. God answered the prayer. God healed him. God snatched me back. God did it. Not me. Not the pastor. But God is in charge.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
God is in charge.
Yes, God. Yes. Hallelujah.
Of your life.
Yes.
Because if he don't wake you up in the morning, if God don't touch you with a finger of his love and wake you up in the morning, your pastor can't do that for you. Your evangelist can't do that for you.
Hallelujah.
Your minister can't do that. If God don't do it,
Lord, thank
you is gone. And your bed sheet is your winding sheet. So to the utmost, God saves. He gives us new mercies every day to worship him and get it right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you can't walk around with hatred in your heart.
Thank you, Lord.
and say that you love God. That's a lie.
Jesus.
And you're lying to yourself.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
You're
going to church every Sunday, going to Bible study every Wednesday night, going to church, in church 3 or 4 times. For what? Where's the fruits? Where's the evidence?
Uh-oh.
Jesus.
Go ahead.
Where's the evidence?
Go ahead, darling.
You know your next door neighbor's in need, or somebody's in need, and you know they need it, and you got it, and you won't do it. That's
that
not of God.
Not of God. That's right.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
And you know you got 3 loaves of bread, and your sister needs a loaf of bread. You know you're supposed to give a loaf. Or go to the store and buy something. Come on now. That's not of God.
Go ahead, darling.
Jesus.
And talking about, you know, the people in the church and stuff like that. That's not of God. And could smile in their face and then soon to walk away, talk about them like that. That's not of God.
Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we
praise being hypocrites. We're being hypocrites.
Yes,
yes.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh,
the truth hurts.
Oh,
yes,
the truth is the light. As the old people say, what will come out in the wash will come out in the rinse.
All right.
So you ain't hiding nothing from, you try to hide it from us, but you ain't hiding it from God. And after a while, it's going to come out.
Lord have mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Feed me tonight, Lord. Feed me.
Yes, sir.
Fill me up.
Food for the soul.
Yeah.
You just got to get it right. We just got to pray and ask God. The truth hurts, it do. Step all over our body and feet. But it hurts. But isn't it good to know the truth?
Yeah. Yeah.
That God chastises us and tells us the truth so we can get it right.
Yeah.
He gives us time to get it right. He says to his Father, he's advocating for us. He's on the right hand of his Father, asking God, you're going to get it right. He's going to get it right. Give him a little bit more time. Give him a little bit more time. Give him a little bit more time. But after a while.
After a while.
He's going to hit us with that light, that left fist. You know, he got a right hand. Right hand is mercy. But that left hand is that left fist. He's going to give us a left hook. That knockout punch. Chastisement is on its way. And when God put it on you, ain't no much, no how much you pray until he say he going to take it off you.
Exactly.
And we wonder why. We wonder why things is happening. We wonder why things not going like we like it should go. But then you got to look and see what you're doing. What am I doing? It's not pleasing in God's eyesight. What should I, be doing? We had to examine ourselves.
Because
Jesus is real. It is food for our soul. Hell is real and heaven is real.
Yes.
Food for your soul. Which one will you go to?
Uh-oh.
Think about it. Soul food.
Jesus. Lord.
Night, Lord God.
Your soul. I don't know what to say, and I don't know what you didn't get tonight. Because God knows we haven't even finished yet, and I got mine.
Lord have mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I thank every speaker for food for the soul. Full food. We're going to not even stop this. We're going to keep right on going, and we're going to ask Sister Jane.
Yes. Okay, we're talking on food for the soul. It looked like the word that came to me. How can you find them? So I just want to thank God because, like every speaker was saying, that we have to live right, we have to do right, and like they was talking about going to the churches that the pastors and the bishops and stuff is not They're not feeding us like they used to.
That's true. That's true.
They're not. Most of the churches that we go to, I'm not saying all the churches, but most of the churches that we go to, all they want to do is like money.
Money.
Which that the money, you know, it keeps the church running, but then you can pay your tithes and offer, but then they're asking for a $100 line or a $700 line and stuff like that. And they try to sugarcoat everything to make, well, Sister James, she pays like $1,000 a month. Now, we can't, we have to do right by her, you know, that,
mm-hmm.
Like I could be having another boyfriend and know that I'm they can know that I'm living wrong and doing the wrong thing and everything, but they would hold me up because I'm the one that's paying the most money. So you know,
if
they're not doing what God called them to do, you have to sit down and read the word and find out in the morning time. Get up. You know, Lord, what would you have me to do today?
Yes.
Me what you want me to do. And then
mm-hmm.
and just pray. Just sometimes you have to turn down your plate. You have to fast and pray. Sometimes you have to ask God, what days do you want me to fast? What days
mm-hmm.
do you want me, you know, to do it? When do you want me to fast? How long do you want me to fast? Pray.
Amen.
And pray for one another. I remember one time I was praying for my family, and the Spirit told me, "Sis, stop praying for your family so much. Find another family to pray for."
Mm-hmm.
So that was letting me know that I was doing wrong right then, because when I got down on my knees, the first people I would call out would be the ones in my family, and then
mm-hmm.
take the other ones on the end. But God told me, he said, stop doing that. Pray for another family. Pray for someone else. So that let me know that we have to pray. And I mean, I don't even put my family first no more, because I can't do it. Because if I do, I know God is going to do something to me or make it worse. You know, I won't come out as pure gold like I want to. But
mm-hmm.
I said, Lord, start praying for someone else. And that's what I've been doing. I've been praying for other people, you know, because we look around with everything that's going on, even the water, the sea and stuff, is raging. Look how these sharks coming out, you know, biting these kids, their arms off. One had their two arms, two legs, you know. I said, oh, my God. So I said, even the water, the sea and stuff is in rage. It's just, you know, going on. So I said,
mm-hmm.
we have to be very careful how we treat one another.
Yes.
How we
yes.
talk about one another. You know, and like Ms. Davis was saying, when we go into the churches, we go in there and they talking about this person, they talking about that person.
Mm-hmm.
The church grow when we sitting in there talking about one another, you know, before we could even get home, we on the cell phone talking about, well, did you see her today? Did you see how she was acting today? Oh, she was doing all of this, and then some we have run behind the pastor carrying the bags and stuff like that so they can make it good in with the pastor. You know, it's so much that God do not like. He do not like the stuff that we are doing. We have to get out
here.
Like he said, when we come back, the first place he's coming.
Yeah, go ahead, Pastor.
He's coming to the church. So he gets us right now that the people in the church is not living right. Like, oh, I was looking on TV where this man is marrying a man. They got the church for humans, you know, that. And I don't get me wrong, because it's none of my business the way people live their life. But you know God wouldn't, you know he don't like that. He gotta make that they can marry one another and stuff like that. That is not right. But like I said, God said he takes care of that.
Amen.
And he would take care of the leaders when he comes back.
Amen.
Yes. We got to get ourselves together. We got to pray that when people, you know, I was asking God, let me be so in with you that when the people come next to me, they were just shaking their shoes. That's how much power that I will have, you know, that God have gave me. And that's the way I want to live. And I want to live right because when my numbers call for me to go ahead on to be with my Father, I don't want to get there and God say he don't know me. That's why I said you got to love everybody. You got to treat everybody right. I cannot stand up and be saying I love you and all the time I'm hating you in my heart. I said nobody sees my heart but Jesus and me knows my heart. So I could lie to you all day saying that I love you and still hating you. You know that I want to live right.
Yes.
Amen.
Do that. I don't care who we are. If we want to see Jesus and if we want to be with him on the end, we have to live right. We have to walk right. We have to talk right. We have to do right. We have to sell ourselves out to Jesus. We have to. We have to make it right, even with the people that hate you, that talk about you.
Yes.
You have to love them. You have to walk up to them and just hug them and kiss them and look in their face and say, I love you. You know, you have to do it. So God said it's about love.
Mm-hmm.
We have to love one another. We have to do it. And we got to get back, like Sister Davis was saying, we have to get back like the old time. Praying before. Mm-hmm. I remember the old time. Have us down there go, my God, that we will pray and pray until God would come in. And that's how we be now. Not just running to the church just to go to see who had on this or I had this on today and I know I was dressed down and stuff. We got to, oh, my God. You know, God is so good. He is so good. And I said them, and I used to worry about things. But honey, when I turned it over to Jesus, I don't worry about nothing now. And I said, Lord, I thank you because I asked God. I said, Lord, let me get like my husband. I said because Elder James don't worry about nothing. I said he worries, not sure. And then he tells me, Pat, you's praying every other hour. Why would you pray and still worry?
Amen.
You no need of you praying if you're going to still worry about things. And now since I'm not worried about stuff like I used to, look like my day, I can even sleep better, you know? And I think God is so good because he's given me peace.
Yes, he is.
My mind, peace, and spirit, you know? And I said, Lord, I thank you. When I would hear things like my kids did this or God, it used to worry me so bad. Then I said, well, Lord, that's their life. They know right from wrong because we taught them right from wrong. So why should I be worried about them? And sometimes you get in the natural spirit, you know. But then I said, I got to come out of this natural spirit. I got to get into the spirit. Let God let God work it out. Stand still and know he's God, and he will bring you out every time. And I'm telling you, he's been proving himself to us ever since we've been down here, and it wasn't because of something that, but the way that we started we treat people, the way that we love on people, even when we go to church. Some people say, Lord, we so glad to see y'all. One lady told me about 3 Sundays ago, she said, Miss Pat, and I said, yeah, baby. And she said, for some reason, I just fell in love with you and Elder James. And I don't even know this young lady. And we were at the altar praying, you know. And I said, thank you, babe. She said, I'm so glad you're back. She said, because I just, So, you know, I said, it's the way you carry yourself, the way that you treat people. And if we're living for Jesus, if we say we got God in our life, we should let our light shine every time we walk. Our light will shine that we are a child of God.
We carry
God wherever we go. So this way, the people can see it. You don't have to wear no sign or say, oh, I'm saved and I'm this and that. All they got to do is see that light of God shining down on you.
Lord, my Lord.
They know you're a child of God. I know that woman, that man is a child of God, you know, and I want to get closer to him. I don't know what it is that they doing or what they, you know, but I want to get close to him. I want to see what, you know, what they doing, that they can look like that. And sometimes me and Elder James be going through hell, God forgive me, but when we walk out, the people don't even know it. They say, you're happy, you know. You's happy. And it was telling my daughter, I know your mama don't love people the way she say she love people. And Lutai said, oh, yes, she do. She do. She really do. She just that crazy, you know. But I'm telling her, yes, she do. She just that crazy. She loves everybody. And so then when things happen, my husband would say, well, Pat, you know, we is not like that. Because our family is a close-knit family. And when I heard, they knows it, you know. They're calling me all right and stuff like that. So that's the way we should, that's the way God's people should be.
Yeah.
We should be close that I know when Evangelist Bell is hurting or I know she's going through something. You know, that's how we have to be. That's why, you know, that's how God people have to be. We have to be so close to one another. We praying for one another. You know,
amen.
I'm laying out for this person. So that's how close we should be. If we were that close, and if we would pray and seek God's face, you know how we could really, oh, my God, even in people that's in church wouldn't even be able to stand us because we would be just that anointed, you know, to show the light, let the light shine on us. If we could get just that close, start back praying, you know, living the life that we're supposed to be living. But people don't do that. They don't do that anymore. People in the church, and it's so sad that the people in the churches don't live the life that they should live. They just come to say that they came to church. You know, I went to church today. But when we go into church, we should be going there for something. When we walk through the doors, we should be happy. We should be praising God.
Yes, Lord.
And he woke us up this morning, and he started us on our way.
Yes.
He didn't have to let us, you know, wake up this morning. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He did it to let us get it right one more time, you know. So I said, Lord, I keep thanking him for waking me up in the morning. I said, Lord, I got another day to get it right.
And
we just got to ask God all through the day. I said, Lord, forgive me for all of my sins, known and unknown alike. If I said something or did something that wasn't like you, forgive me for it. If I was thinking something wrong, forgive me for it, because that mind can travel, girl. You know, it can eye off in Jesus, and the devil got it all kinds of ways. That's why I said, Lord, forgive me for it. Forgive me for it, Jesus. I don't know, but I know today I probably make a mistake. I probably talk about somebody, but forgive me for it before I even do it. Forgive me.
Amen.
That's the way we have to be. We have to ask God to forgive us for everything that we ever did.
Everything.
Forgive me, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, for God.
Thank you, Father. Oh, my God, I thank you. I thank you for loving me enough, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, thank you. Oh, God, I bless your name. I bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, only you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Jesus. Father, I come to say thank you. It's not my mother, it's not my father, it's not my brother, but I'm standing
glory to you, Lord God Almighty.
Oh, Lord, don't
pass me tonight, Lord.
My Father,
thank
don't pass me by, Jesus. Oh, I need
you,
Father. I need to hear from you. From your Father. Oh, Lord,
Lord,
I magnify you. I bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Only you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Only you can do it, Jesus. Teach us how to talk. Teach us how to love, Father. Forgive us all our sin, known and unknown, Father. Oh, Lord, I thank you.
Thank you.
I don't need no one else, Father. I come to glorify you.
Thank you, God.
Oh, Lord, help my
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
We
just
bless
your
name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is so good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We want to thank you, Sister James. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Those
that are listening in, you don't know, but I don't even know what Elder James or Sister James look like.
Yes, Lord.
And we have been together from the beginning, and I have never laid eyes on these two people, and they come from Jacksonville, North Carolina. But I feel like I've known them all my life. And it's something how God puts people together.
These
people, I don't know. I could bump into them in the street out there. If they didn't open their mouth, I wouldn't know who they were.
Amen.
I wouldn't know who. And I love them. When I call them, I talk to them. Before they get off the phone, Elder James is saying, I love you. We love you. I said, I love you all too. But and then sometimes I don't want to call because I feel like I'm burdening people down. Sometimes I feel like they don't want to hear me.
No.
It's such a spirit, such a kind spirit. And Anna, when you call, it was opened up to me no matter call whenever you feel like it.
Yes, anytime.
You got something going on, you need to call me in the middle of the night. Elder James said, and Sister James said, call me.
Yes.
And you know, you have family members that don't do this for you.
Amen.
Yes.
Family members that are not close like this.
Yes.
My Lord. That's
hold
true.
It and talk to them.
Yes, Lord.
You can't, and then they'll say, well, we're going to pray for you, or don't worry about it, or call you back. Are you all right? Just concerned. And these two people that I have met and never laid eyes on, I feel closer to them than I do to my family.
My Lord.
Lord, I thank
you.
James,
I thank God for you all because I don't see you physically, but I can feel the spirit in you.
Yeah.
Y'all two are not phonies.
Yes.
And whatever you say is what you believe.
Yes.
Amen.
And I thank God for that. I thank God. And I say one day, I'll be coming down that way. I said, I'm going to see them one day. Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Very soon.
But I'm going to sit back and act like I don't, I ain't going to say nothing. Act like I don't know who I am. You don't know who I am.
Yes.
I said, but I just can't wait because.
Oh, God.
Just
I thank
you. Somebody said, just to look you in your face.
Amen.
Yes. Just to see you face to face and
yes.
truly tell you that I love the two of y'all.
Amen.
And I love every time we on this phone, this radio, my son, Natasha, Elder
yes.
James, and Sister James
are
always with me.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
It's the five of us every time we come on. And I want the people to know out there that if you have a need or a prayer, you need a prayer to go through. Even when we have our little service, you can ask you, if you want to ask Elder James to pray for you, if you want to ask Evangelist Davis to pray for you, or you want Sister James, even Brother Larry, you can ask for this, and they are willing to do this.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
They're willing to do this. And I just thank God for all four of y'all.
Thank you for
I
having
thank
us.
Thank you for
heaven,
bringing
heaven.
Us together.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I look forward to it, and it's food for my soul.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, and tonight's program, Soul Food. Brother Larry,
yes.
you couldn't have came up with a better word.
Oh, Lord God Almighty, my brother, you
may have. I'm serious. So I just want to say before we get ready to go off, because I want Elder James to close us out tonight in prayer, but I want to say there's a little young man that I want to congratulate named Sincere. He graduated today. A little young man, going on 13. He graduated today. And I'm so proud of Sincere.
Yes,
came
Lord.
A long way.
Amen.
And I'm proud of Betty. I thank God for Betty and for Keith.
Amen.
That they took Sincere under their wings.
Yes,
and that little
yes.
boy looked good today. And all the kids, all the children who made their grade, who graduated, who made another step.
Yes.
I thank God for them.
Yes,
Lord.
And their parents that are very proud of the things they did, because now they made one step, they had keep on going. They keep on going.
Yes.
Amen.
And I thank God for them, because these are going to be they're our future.
Yes.
Lord.
And what they say, train up a child in the way he should go, and he won't depart
from
it. You know, we realize and understand we are not going to stay here. And these children are coming up, and we have to train them the way that they know.
Yes.
And train them about God. We got to teach them the word of God right from the cradle on up. We got to start teaching them now the word of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
So that they know. They don't know if you don't tell them.
Yes,
amen.
And if we don't show them some love, and we don't tell them we care about them, the world will take them and tell them they love them.
Ooh, yes,
amen.
Lord.
And it's not
Thank
the way we want it to go. So I just want to congratulate Lil Sincere tonight. And I want to tell everybody listening in that we love you.
Yes,
Lord.
And when we say
amen.
We love you, it's not just a mouth service. You can take that to the bank. We say we love you, we love you.
Amen.
And we appreciate you listening, and we appreciate you still being with us. Even the newcomers that may have first time being listening, we appreciate you.
Yes, we do.
And we thank you.
Thank you, yes.
Thank everybody, Sister James, Evangelist Davis, Brother Larry, and Elder James. I love y'all from the bottom of my heart. And tonight, I want Elder James to close us out in prayer.
Amen.
Does anyone else want to say anything? Anyone on the line new that want to say anything before we go in prayer? Well, if not, with all minds and hearts clear.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Heavenly Father, your children are coming to you one more time this morning, Lord God. To thank you, Lord God, for being in the midst of this service tonight, Lord God. We want to thank you for your word feeding our hearts, our minds, and our souls. We want to thank you, Lord God. You blessed us tonight, Lord God, with your sweet Holy Spirit, Lord God. But, Lord, Lord God, why don't you hold a fellow, Lord God? We come stand in the gap for the bereaved family tonight, Lord God. We stand in the gap for the ones that have lost ones, Lord. We even stand in the gap for the one, Lord God, that say done this thing, Lord Jesus. Because we all God children, Lord God. You read on the judgment. Yes, Lord God. So, Lord God, we want to stand in the gap for them tonight, Lord God Almighty, to allow your sweet Holy Spirit, Lord God, to do the healing and delivering them, Lord God, from this situation, Lord God. Because the circumstance they're in, Lord God, is not of their making, Lord God Almighty. You're the one that's got to be in charge of the healing. And we put them in your hands and leave them at the altar, Lord God. But, Lord God, while I'm holy forever, we ask you, Lord God, allow the sweet Spirit to lead us, to guide us, to teach us, to show us. Bind us together as one, Lord God Almighty.
Yes,
so we live and do in all that we do, Lord God Almighty. And Lord, I ask you to go to every home, every heart, and every mind. Put us on one of your will and your way in our life, Lord God. Bless every home with your peace. Bless every home with your joy. Oh, open the floodgates of heaven, Lord God, and let your blessing upon each and every one under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Lord God, we want to thank you that your word went forth tonight, Lord God. Did not return void, Lord Jesus. So, Lord God, we just praise you tonight, and we glorify you. But this is about you and your kingdom, Lord God. Set you to saturate every soul of faith with your wisdom and your anointing, Lord God Almighty. Cover back the belt from the crown of her head to the sole of her. Lord God Almighty. God, in everything that she do, Lord God, let her not want for anything in your son Jesus' name. Oh, Latasha Davis, Lord God, and Larry, Lord God, keep them, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God, with your will and your way in their lives. Oh, my Father, cover their house from front to back, top to bottom, and side to side, Lord God Almighty. We ask you, Gail Evans, Gail Carter right now, Lord God, whatever situation may be going in their home and their children, Lord God. We ask you to touch them, my Father, one by one, and put them on one accord all together, Lord Jesus. Lord, keep them in everything they're speaking in your son Jesus tonight, Lord God. We thank you for the peace and love in our home, Lord God. Lord God, we thank
you.
Thank you, Lord. And everybody home on the sound of my voice on this radio station. And we say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Again, I want to say thank you to Elder James, Sister James, Natasha, Brother Larry.
Thank you.
And it has been a real joy.
Yes.
Thank you so much tonight. And we're going to say good night to everyone. Everybody have a safe weekend.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day. That's right. Happy Father's Day. We ain't going to forget y'all.
Amen.
All right, Natasha. I mean, Sierra. Sierra. Well, we're going to go off now. Okay, good night, everybody.
Okay.
Good night.
All right, good night. Good night.
All right, God bless.
God bless.